Okay, Roman, why are you so excited today?
Well, I, Adam, am so excited because I've just listened to the first episode of Night Terrors, a new audio drama comedy produced by the people behind the Splendid Chaps Doctor Who podcast. It's an 8-part series. They raised funds on Kickstarter to produce this story about a woman, Anastasia Black, used to save the world for a secret organisation and is now looking forward...
Jackie Woodburn.
Yes, yes, she's now looking forward to a quiet life in retirement. Unfortunately, her suburban house has other ideas. Her terrace house starts travelling through space and time. And a door-to-door salesman, Eddie Jones, who is flogging cheap power, is played by Ben McKenzie, gets trapped along for the ride. And if the first episode is any guide, it's lots of fun. I've got the full series, and they're having the official launch on the 23rd of October in Melbourne. And that should be a fun night. Very funny, and it does seem to be an interesting series, so I'm looking forward to listening to the rest over the next few days. But, you know, I'm really pleased because I tossed in money in the Kickstarter to get this happening, so I get an invite to the opening party. And
that Kickstarter thing is cool.
Yes. I know you've backed various things on Kickstarter, Adam. Was there a Cthulhu
my
pony
Cthulhu
as well?
Bible pony. I'm really looking forward to Bill the Galactic Hero. The movie's due out in the next month. That's going to be good.
Excellent. Who's doing that?
I can't remember the name of the director. I should know him, but it's the same director who did Repo Man.
Oh, that'll be excellent.
Yes, with a very small budget. Exceedingly
yeah.
Budget.
Well, you don't need a huge budget for Bill Galactic Hero.
No, well, we'll see how it turns out. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. However, I'll catch Night Terrors. Is it going to be available generally?
They've met their goals. They've done their extension. They've done a making-of series. I suspect they'll probably try and see if they can get it played on the ABC. And I'm quite sure that they'll be selling the series, the audio series. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if there's a second season, because they seem to have been very successful. I'm sure we'll hear more about it. I mean, the first episode was written by John Richards, who of course was involved with that wonderful series Outland. And
Was genuinely superb.
Yes, and amongst others, it's got Peter Elliott, Ben McKenzie, and various others. So it should be fun. And they've managed to get a number of interesting actors turning up as guests in the course of the series. It's set in modern times, but the first episode, they ended up on an alien planet which was being invaded. And
they're all Australian.
It's a production from Melbourne. With all Australian cast, and going by the title of the episodes, there's Starship Australis, Time of Death, The Outsourcing, Sound and Fuhrer, The Last Hurt, Disco World, and Home. So, sort of give you a feel of some of the things, places, people, things they'll be doing. It's a comedy, and there are some nice gags in the first episode, which is called Moving House, including a poor, hapless door-to-door salesman. Being stunned, but the sounds. Anastasia says, yes, what's wrong with them? There are three of them, and so on. But they're all normal, that's fine. And the air's breathable, that's good. So Anastasia seems quite unflappable, so it makes you wonder what she actually did for this secret organisation. And hopefully we'll find out more in the course of the season.